Sometimes I'm in the mood to be a playful tease mistress. I'm sure you know that I am a very sensual mistress, and that sometimes I can be terrible and cruel, too. But I bet you weren't aware that there's a playful tease side to me as well. There is, and sometimes I let myself cut loose and just have some fun. I love to tease and delay your orgasm, and being able to be silly and laugh while you're begging and pleading to come for me is just icing on the cake. If you've never had a playful tease and delay session, you should give it a whirl. I really enjoy getting to make you into my own personal tease slut. So when you let me just go nuts and play with you, oh, perfection. In a playful tease game, there will be laughter, and you will wind up with aching ribs and a happy smile on your face. Now, I can't guarantee that you'll wind up with cum all over yourself, because there's nothing about a playful tease session that guarantees an orgasm. I suppose it all depends on how well you amuse me. Playful tease can involve some mild humiliation play. I'll be honest here. Yes, playful tease can be a little humiliating for you. After all, begging and whimpering can be terribly embarrassing for you. I love to hear it, and it always gives me a giggle, so thinking up ways to maximize the time you're going to spend whimpering and begging is just a perfect way to spend a day for me. Your humiliation is my amusement, and I fully intend to have a lot of fun teasing and delaying that orgasm for you. If you're interested in experiencing playful tease and delay, you should hit me up. I'm always happy to explore all the different varieties of tease and delay, and having you at my mercy is certain to be a lot of fun. For me, anyway. If you liked this, you can always visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.